Let me ask you about the peaches. Were there different names for peaches depending on how they?
I don't know. I don't remember.
How they came off the.
We always had to buy our peaches to can. We didn't grow any.
Couldn't grow them.
No.
I was just wondering if you had ever heard of the word freestone or clingstone.
Oh, yes.
Do you know what those are?
Yes.
What is the difference between those?
Well, your peach, the seed will not come off of the meat easy in a cling.
Okay.
And I don't like them.
What, did you ever have cherries?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. I was wondering if you mentioned it, the.
No, I had cherries after I was married. We had a neighbor that had cherries.
Mm-hmm. The hard thing in the middle of the cherry, what would it be?
A seed.
Okay.
Seed.
Okay. And did your mother ever boil up those fruits and take the juice and make anything?
No.
So you never had any?
No, we might have a little jelly, but not from all the fruits.
Okay. And earlier you mentioned apples. Did your mother? What would your mother have done with those apples? Did she ever grind them up?
Oh no, our apples was to eat.
Okay.
They were always wrapped in paper and nice apples.
I see.
And that was for us to eat raw.
I see.
Of course, sometimes she would make apple pie or something like that.
Yeah.
But the apples that Dad would buy and bring out in the fall, that was for us to eat. That was our.
Okay. Did you ever make applesauce?
Oh, yeah. We had applesauce.
Okay. Later on, did y'all have a garden when you moved to your...
When I moved?
Yeah.
I've been growing garden ever since I moved.
What kind of things would have you grown in the garden?
Well, everything.
Name some of them for me.
Beets, zucchini, tomatoes, peppers. Bell peppers, I always, uh-huh. And we always had a roll of jalapenos or something because they used to have quite a few Mexicans help on the hay grinding. You'd sell your hay, and so we always had a roll just for them to pick when the hay was all stacked, and they'd come and grind our hay. And so we always had this roll of peppers. And we always had good service from the hay mill because of our row of pepper plants for the Mexicans. And also, when they got through, my husband always bought a case of beer for them, too. So they ground everything. They didn't leave a little speck of hay out,
That's the way to get it.
But we think a lot of our Spanish people here.
Mm.
We have a lot of Spanish friends. Mm. And
is it a pretty good relationship in this area between Spanish?
I think so. We have quite a few Spanish people, and they like it here, so I'm sure they must be of course, there's a few that's kind of racist, but...
Just in terms of slang that is used, what people who are kind of racially prejudiced towards Hispanic people, what names would they use? Would they call them...
I don't know.
Do you know of any of the names that are used?
Not really, I don't.
Would they
know.
Call them wetbacks or?
Oh yeah, they. You mean what they call them?
Yes,
Mexican?
Yes,
oh yeah, wetbacks. Yes. That was a name for them, and if they don't like them, they call them wetbacks.
Yeah.
They don't do that so much now as they used to, though. They're getting over that wetback bit.
People tend to be,
And.
You mentioned beets. Were those red beets that you grew?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
they used to have sugar beets. They grew sugar beets here for years, but they don't anymore.
You mentioned tomatoes. Do you ever grow any of the little tomatoes?
Mm-hmm.
What are the? Are those
cherry tomatoes?
Cherry tomatoes. Okay. And did y'all grow potatoes?
No.
Okay.
I didn't, but they do grow potatoes here now, but I never have.
Okay. And yellow fruit that lays on the ground, not fruit, it's a vegetable.
Carrots, you mean?
Well, carrots, and then there's a yellow one, there's a yellow colored, a Hubbard is one variety.
A squash.
Yeah. Did y'all grow that?
No, we never was very squash crazy.
And